still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
U-Fest week. Offspring's going to be here Friday. Very excited. Talking about going back, this guy said, you don't want to go through your parents' stuff. I was going through a safety deposit box after my dad. Said a crap ton of paperwork, and then photos slid out of an envelope. I was already like, nope. But I caught one of them visually as I put it back, and it was something I never wanted to process. My mom died when I was 5, so I don't remember much of her. And the Pornhub incest stuff is just gross to most normal people. But I did do a double take, and I was like, man, mom's like a straight 9 or 10. It was a classy 80s-style Playboy pic of my mom. Still have mixed emotions about that. Have to explain to my sister that she doesn't need to see everything. Said, wait for your time. Your younger parents had way more access to VHS. That's true. This guy's... Once the video recorders hit the houses, you might stumble across something. Not everything's a home movie. You guys standing outside the Easter parade. Paula said, man, when you mentioned that genie to go back in time to see when you were created, it really sparked an idea. I'd like to go back in time when Toledo was being created, and I would hand out wire hangers afterwards. I'm Paula, the Toledo hater.
Wow, Paula.
Let me just leave you with this parting gift. Who are you? I'm from the future. Here's a wire hanger. You know what to do. Paula hates you. She's funny about it, though.
Thanks, Mitchell.
You don't know her. You just hate for the hate.
She doesn't know me.
Maybe, yeah, she knows about you. You present yourself. Paula hasn't. She just doesn't like you. Give her a chance, Richard.
No. Wonder if it was one of those coffee dates back in the day.
Oh,
then I made the right choice.
Yeah. And she is not arguing that. Paula's signature on her email says Paula, the Toledo hater. Like it's part of it. Like some people have a little message that says, be kind today or something. Hers is the Toledo hater. Pretty good stuff. Anyway, handing out wire hangers is not a nice. How about a cigar instead? That would have been better. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. And if you want to go to Hooters today, why wouldn't you? It's from 11 to 2. They got a great deal going. $2 off any 10-piece wings, fish and chips and salads. Plus Tuesdays are double lunch punch days. So I think you get punched in the face 2 times.
Awesome.
On Tuesday. I assume there's a card involved in that. It's not included in the copy.
It's face and gut.
It says Tuesdays are double lunch punch days. The broads at Hooters will take a swing at your stomach and your head. You get to choose which is first. Welcome to Hooters. It's double lunch punch days. Gut or face. Oh. I assume they have a card there. But today is double lunch punch day, and that's a good thing. And every day is a great day at Hooters, especially days where you only get punched once. Thanks, Hooters. Brady reported.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy Talk Like Shakespeare Day.
No.
Why doth thou
you
protest?
You can't do it, don't.
You hung on the shh a little too long, too, on that one.
So you already screwed it up. Why doth protest? If you're doing the line, if you're saying a new thing.
Me thinks.
Yeah. Doth protest too much. They talk like Shakespeare down at KDKB every day, and by that I mean twink.
couple of basis fun facts. 4% of people have never had a headache.
That's not true.
They're lying.
Show off.
I think we've done this one before about Phil Hartman before he became famous.
He was a graphic artist. Did all the albums for Toto?
America.
That's right.
And Poco.
Poco. That's the one.
Jameson sells more Irish whiskey in the United States than any other brand combined. Bushmills is second. But Jameson outsells them by 1,300%.
It's pretty good.
They're the best, apparently.
Nah. Easy to buy. Debatable. Yeah, very debatable. And most available, I'll say.
Your body contains about 0.2 milligrams of gold. That's worth roughly one penny.
Don't tell the meth heads that. They'll start mining all of it.
Give him a penny.
Okay, there it is. What is that? Everybody breathe. It's you. There's that goddamn whistle again. Give a snort. Go ahead. I'll turn you off. Yeah, snort. Yeah, I've turned you off now. Give a good one. Give me one of those.
Clear the chambers.
Just go. Honk it up. Give me a snort.
Good.
No, it's not. Give me a snort.
No snort.
All right.
I'm dry.
That's what causes
dry
whistles.
Eyes.
That's what causes whistles. You heard it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I turned the mic down and said, what's that noise? I kind of heard something.
You didn't hear that? It was you.
Yeah. When you took a breath in?
I don't hear a whistle.
You didn't?
Wow.
No.
That's why it keeps happening.
I will replay you the audio.
It'll drive you bananas without the music behind it. And if I can hear it with this going on, imagine what it's like on a podcast when it's not.
Yeah.
If you are scrapping for some money, looking for stuff that you can sell around the house, here's five items. Computers. Rip that old laptop out. I said all parts on eBay. Even older computers still have some, are worth a few bucks. Board games. eBay has a whole section dedicated to buying and selling old game pieces and parts. Electric guitars. You might only need a screwdriver to take it apart, but things like old pickups and tuning pegs go for decent money. And the last one is Lego pieces.
Those are
specifically
huge.
Spare pieces for old Lego sets. There's a whole website called BrickLink that's dedicated to buying the parts.
Say BrickLink or BrickLink?
BrickLinks.
Oh, okay. With an X or a KS?
It's BrickLink. No S.
No S. BrickLink.
But LINK. Philadelphia had a little glitch, and Zuckerberg started getting some hate mail for it. There was a weird glitch. It removed Philadelphia as an option last week. People noticed it was their hometown. It wasn't their hometown anymore.
It disappeared?
Yeah.
Oh, can Boston be next?
And if you tried to add Philadelphia as your hometown or current city, your only options were things like Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Still better than the real Philadelphia.
It affected businesses, too. Their address on Instagram didn't have the city anymore. Just listed the street number. Philly folks immediately started blasting Zuckerberg.
A-holes. Philadelphia and Boston are so bad that when you're with somebody from New York, you look at them and go, I'm with you. Like, New Yorkers seem awesome compared to Philly and Bostonians.
That's what they're saying now. The issue is fixed. It's been resolved, so you can be a proud Philadelphian.
Ugh.
And go back to hating New York.
Yeah. You hate them all day. They're right. You're wrong. You're New York's dirty cousin. Boston, you're New York's racist cousin. How hard do you have to work to be that?
Chris Farley's old Matt Foley saying, would you like to, I was living in a van down by the river.
Mm-hmm.
They asked 30,000 people, would you ever consider van life? They defined it as a lifestyle that involves living and traveling in a converted van. 36% of Americans said yes, including 13% who actively want to do that. until
losers.
They do it.
Yeah, losers.
The same poll asked,
lazy pricks.
Also found.
Yeah. The problem is what Brett's saying. They're the problem.
44% of us wouldn't mind living in a tiny house.
Yeah. Remember when Toledo and I got into that argument? And it was horrible. And I noticed you still don't live in a tiny house, even though you defended
working
how much that was awesome.
Still working.
That, you want to live in a tiny house?
He thought he wanted to live in a tiny house and bring
the
whole family.
Just wanted one up the...
No,
up
that
north,
wasn't what you said. He wanted to live
it
in a tiny house.
It is what I said.
Yeah, he wanted to live in a tiny house. I wouldn't have argued with him. He said, just a cabin.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
He wanted to live there and bring his kids, and I said it was mean to do to your kids.
Well, then
your teenage boys do not need to be in a loft 8 feet from mom and dad in their loft, trying to quietly tug one out because his body hurts. You need privacy. You need space. You can't have the ones that convert school buses and take their 7 or 8 kids across the country, and they
that's child abuse.
School them in the bus. I want a follow up on that HGTV show.
Well, I got one. Well,
Tiny House
Nation. My neighbor did it.
Yeah, and they're back.
With their kids. They're back, and they're not together.
Yeah, because they killed each other in there. And they're
year and a half.
Your neighbor did it, but he kept his house, right? So it was just a vacation. It was an excursion. It wasn't life.
Yeah, they're just going to do it. Let's do it for a couple of years while we can.
Those tiny house made me so mad because they're like, we just need a place to put it. And it was always on their wealthy parents' backyard. So they weren't living in the tiny house. They were sleeping in it like it was a tent, and they were camping, and then they go inside for food and real showers.
But I can't blame it necessarily on the road trip there. There's other stuff that happened. But
what happened?
The road trip was an instigator.
Oh, yeah.
Road trip.
Yeah. It lit the fuse.
Yeah. The road trip led her to hosing that trucker. Is that what happened? Did she hose a trucker at a Rip Griffin's?
No, it was at a Bucky's.
They pulled over at a Bucky's and she goes, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to f*** all the truckers.
We met in the jerky section.
You go ahead. You f*** all the truckers. I don't care. You're not getting back in our house. This house leaves. It's leaving without you.
Good.
We're on a schedule.
I'd rather catch AIDS from a meth addicted than you. Two state senators in California just introduced a bill to ban clear from airports in the state. Their argument is it's just letting wealthier people pay to cut
clear.
The line.
Oh, okay.
Right, so.
Yeah, that service that you pay $159 or $189 bucks a year.
That's the whole point of it.
Get
so
a better job.
Rid of first class then, too.
What Brett said. Jealous. Yeah, if you want to kick in the two, that's not too crazy expensive. And, rich people can cut the line because they can afford to do it.
The new bill would get rid of that.
Okay, tell me. Oh, so it just makes it so nobody can do it because you can't.
Yeah.
Okay, so shouldn't they make Rolls Royces $150 then?
Yeah.
Just because you can't do it means that's called socialism.
And really, $189 a year.
It's nothing.
It's not really ruling out a lot of people if you're flying a lot.
Or if you're not. If you just want to spend an extra $189 to not stand in line.
Plus, I've been there when that clear line is still, it's a good line. It moves faster, but.
It's fine.
I did it for like a year.
Spend an extra few bucks to jump over the pores.
Now, how is that different than the TSA qualified line? Because there's the clear line and the other line.
Bottom line is, if you give them a few hundred bucks, suddenly security's
pre-check. That's what it is.
Yeah, security's not an issue anymore.
Yeah.
B-O-O-H-O.
Exactly.
Shut up.
It shouldn't be a thing. Rich people shouldn't be able to skip ahead of us. Why? It's offered to everybody just because you don't have any money.
Yeah, go knock over a liquor store or something.
Yeah. Prostitute, OnlyFans, do something.
A student in Colorado named Eugene Robertson was found guilty of multiple charges, including a bizarre interaction at a Burger King in 2022. He'd gone through the drive-thru and offered to pay with a baggie of meth instead of money. The employee refused, so Eugene pulled a gun on him. He didn't shoot, but he drove off. Then he tried pulling a similar stunt at a 7-Eleven across the street. Witness later told police that there's something off about Eugene because he was also talking about God and carrying a Bible with a purple cover.
Prince's Bible.
Pulled a gun out at the 7-Eleven employee and did fire that time. Didn't hit anything. A witness pulled out a gun, fired back, a brief gunfight. No one was hit. Eugene did shoot out a surveillance camera. And he drove off again. 15 minutes later, he was shooting into an apartment where a friend lived. The woman who lived there said that Eugene knocked, but she refused to open the door. Then the police showed up and found Eugene in the bushes. He was arrested. The cops asked Eugene if he was okay. He said he was not physically hurt, but his feelings were hurt.
Yeah. People shoot at you. You tend to have mixed emotions.
He accumulated a long rap sheet that night for the one night. Eugene has warrants out on additional cases that are still open. The charges are a long list, but he's facing a mere 400 years in prison.
I should try to keep that under wraps with the gunplay.
We can negotiate that down a little bit.
By the way, Paula, the Toledo hater, has emailed back in again and said, don't discourage Toledo from living in a tiny house. Here's one, and it's a casket.
What did you ever do to her? Man.
I think he was born. She considered it your tiny house. That's good stuff.
In Santa Monica, a man was arrested over the weekend. He was using a shopping cart and a sword to grill barbecue in the middle of the street. There's a video of him rolling
a shopping cart. And,
shopping cart.
That was Guadalupe.
He's got open flames going on in the cart rolling around.
Guadalupe was a constant.
And then he's got the sword as a giant kebab.
Sure. I used to watch that dude in Guadalupe make a lotte on the side of that Bash's cart all the time. And he had fire in it.
And usually I see him, they put it on the side.
They turned it over to the
this
side.
This guy had the open end so he could roll the, you know, the
he's putting
kebab
it over,
like a spit.
Right. He was keeping it over the edges of the thing. That's smart, too. Why is that bad?
It's kind of dangerous.
It's scary. But if he's just all, so we're starting to say that homemade food's not necessarily the safest thing?
Not about the food.
It's the food's
the open,
okay.
The open flame, the flaming cart.
So to be
rolling
clear,
down the street,
you're fine eating it. You just don't like a guy.
Yeah,
with
I'd probably try that kebab.
Shopping cart and a saber. He's a stable cook. You just don't necessarily think that's
no. He wasn't licensed. That was the deal too.
Right, but that's the tamale argument.
Did you check the jerky guy's license?
This is in California, so they don't have the. I can't say that. Maybe they do.
You would
the tamale.
You would eat out of that cart if
no.
If the dude had a sign that said "I am Hamas" around his neck.
What do you got in the cart, though?
Are you Jew?
No.
All right. I will feed you.
People are, what's trending online is asking about, do you have to wash shredded cheese before eating it?
No.
Some lady posted.
Because of the
she
wood
showed
pulp?
The,
yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, there's companies that use different methods. Kraft uses cornstarch. There's like a powdery stuff on shredded cheese. Tillamook uses potato starch.
The stuff in the bag?
Yeah. Sargento uses powdered cellulose, which
wood
is
pulp.
Referred to, wood pulp, refined.
So you're supposed to wash your cheese bag?
No.
The reason why they put that coating on there is it's anti-caking agent that helps keep the cheese separate in the bag, separated.
Okay. This started as a story that had hope and then just turned into a nothing burger in a huge way. You just talked about cheese
just
for no
saw
reason.
Cheese. That's all he saw.
That's a cheese story. Got to tell it. You don't need to wash it. I'm just telling you.
Just
PSA.
So the PSA has been whatever you have been doing with your cheese.
Keep doing it.
Keep doing it. There's absolutely no changes in the world of cheese today.
Or if you want to save a little dough, you buy the block and shred it. A little more work.
Sure.
No powder on it.
Okay.
And that's better cheese, too.
Better tasting.
You heard it.
That's right, Brady. Bring on that cheese news. You see the word cheese?
Write that down.
I know you haven't been, but don't wash your cheese.
We weren't.
Okay, good.
Hard-hitting investigative news.
You're welcome.
a little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Yeah. I got a couple of radio videos.
All right. Some lady washing cheese on the TV.
First one's a couple of broads battling it out at a bike race.
Motorcycle peddling. Or a paddling race?
Yeah.
All right. Get this
cheese broad off the TV.
Dumb, boring woman off my television. How dare you make a video of you washing cheese? Kill yourself.
Immediately.
How dare you show us that video,
and then you,
too.
Yeah, get in the casket. Paul is right.
It's fascinating.
No, it isn't. If you're fascinated by it, go find wherever your neck is and hang yourself. You aren't for this earth. Washing cheese. That needs to be a video so I understand it.
Yeah. This bike race, it's really quick here.
All right. Oh, one leans into the other, smashes her into the side.
They seem like they're on the same team.
Yeah, they're all dressed alike. One just loses control and then hip checks her into the whatever the race wall is. Yeah, they're wearing the same outfit. I think they're the same
squad. Who's going to finish? I think she did that on purpose.
Yeah,
that other one doesn't seem.
I'm getting first place this time.
She doesn't care. Wow. Man, that's why you can't let trans athletes in there. That one clearly bigger than the other. Took her down. Where'd the bike go? Oh, it's off screen. Okay, I thought it went under the. Man, that's dangerous. Anyway,
last one's a little cliff diving.
Oh God. Into a tiny pool. They're in an ocean, but it's like a little
this isn't gonna end well.
Retention thing. All right. Dude's on the edge of like a 20-foot cliff, and he's going into a small lagoon. There's somebody under him, though. Don't. Oh, he missed by a mile. Oh, he jumped right over the water into the rocks. Oh, it's not even close. That's his face and body hitting rocks.
Oi, mate!
You couldn't even. Wow, that's horrible.
Whew. Got one from a listener. I think Chris Clark sent this one in. Parking lot carnival rides.
No. It's one of those spinning kids things that just goes
tumbling and trapped.
One just smashes
There's
into like
three
a,
of them. They're all.
Like
it's everyone's turn.
What is that, a truck parked next to the whip around?
Well, it's the truck that hauls the ride. It's attached to it.
That truck should be in black and white. It's so 1930s.
Still lined up. People want to get a piece of
smash
that.
Why did he park it next to the everybody spins thing?
Because the ride is attached to it. It's the one that folds up onto that
trailer,
truck.
Yeah. did they get like 20% off at Food City that day?
Sorry about that, kids. Do you speak English? No, I didn't think so. 20% awful. El Hood City.
Did you say awful?
Food Ciudad. And Bibe?
Well, that's what it would be called. Food Ciudad. It's true.
You got any, Brett?
Sure.
All right.
You're thinking about that powdered cheese, aren't you, still?
Yeah, I was thinking of how to wash my cheese when I get
Scott
home.
Haynes says another good tiny house to put Toledo in is that drawer he was found in as an infant. That's why he likes tiny houses so much. His first house was a drawer at the fire department.
I predate the drawers.
You're a box.
It was a wicker basket.
There you go.
Beautiful.
Yeah. All right, here's one.
Me Moses.
All right, Brett's videos scare me. Here we go. Horses, no! Oh, I don't want to see that.
No, but the horse got up and went away. That's the only reason I showed it.
Fine.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The car is coming around a corner and it hits a horse. The horse gets up. He's good. Maybe.
Nah, he's good.
The car is destroyed. Good.
This one, just watch where you're fighting.
Okay.
Watch where?
Keep an eye on where you fight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're in the road. A couple of people were Toledo visits. Oh, and then a little like weird moped car runs over a guy.
A little mini taxi.
Those tiny
toot.
Is that what they're called? Toot toots?
Toot toot.
Toot toot. Oh, it didn't kill him, but it definitely hurts. It's like getting hit by a kid on a Diamondback, really.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Oh!
God damn it. Guy stuck on top of a fence. All right. Just his head impaled on a fence post. God damn it. That one didn't have any buildup at all.
So. Nope, that was just right there.
Right there.
All right.
And then here's for Brady. This is hot dogging on motorcycles.
All right. Going down the... The guy's doing a wheelie on his motorcycle. It's a good wheelie. It's a long wheelie. It's a real long wheelie. Oh, it's too much. It's too much. Oh, he's falling off. And then... Oh! His ass skin. His ass skin is off. He had no ass skin.
Wow.
Oh, God. How many do you have?
I'm skipping a few.
All right. Man. The no asking things, that's today's topper. All right. We're at a convenience store in China or something.
It's like the wide Chinese open, tasty freeze.
Wide open door. Guy just, he loses control of his moped and goes into a dude standing there trying to pay for his soda. None of the employees seem surprised at all.
Well, look at the country it's in. I mean, come on.
It's a crap old country is what Brett's saying. That's right. It happens every day at their 7-Elevens. Who works at those?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think in India that at their 7-Elevens there's just a dude going, welcome,
sup? Trevor.
I can't believe all of them. They all just come here from America to work.
What's up, bro?
Okay, here's filming a video.
It's Asian porn.
Grandparents?
We've pixelated out the man's pee-pee. Somebody says, are you septic? Which I'm not sure I like that to start a porn video.
Struggling?
Oh, God. He says, what's that smell? She's toweling something off of her. And then, oh, God, that's foul, says the guy.
He's going to yak.
He's retching.
Yeah.
He finally throws up on the side. At least he has the decency to do it in a bucket next to the bed, which means they were prepared. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
But evidently smells
not clean.
So bad. Okay. Is this, we're going to not
see
more?
That is a dirty maid.
Oh, there's a lot left of this video. I'm not sure. He keeps throwing up. He doesn't know. He's crying, too. I think he might be crying.
See, it's like opening a fridge in an abandoned
house. God. She goes and gets him some tissue. I'm not sure I'd take anything from her. He's still going to throw up. Oh, my God. He threw up again. She goes and gets some more tissue because he's not done.
That's the home video the kids will find eventually.
It says, I didn't deserve that. I did not. Now she's wiping off his genitals, his pixelated Asian genitals. He's still kind of dry heaving a little bit. A lot of it. Oh, he's got to find the bucket and back to the bucket for a little more puke. How bad is this girl's smell? And why won't she just go home? Just leave. Go put some pants on at the very least. Nope, she's still going to wash his pixelated penis. Nope, he's still dry heaving. This is bad. He's waving the air. He can't get away from it, and she refuses to put pants on. This video is over. Get away from him. Oh, wow. God.
And we'll end with this one because I got to.
If a guy throws up and says, what's that smell or are you septic? Go put some pants on.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, it's a man in a women's lingerie type.
Corset.
I don't know what the corset. Yeah. And he's got his testicles.
Is that a needle?
In some sort of a contraption. He's unlocking them.
That's a key unlocking the.
It's like a chastity padlock around his balls. The key is. Wow. And he shows the key again. And now it's, those penises just made it. This thing was not a padlock at all. It was a...
sounding lock.
I don't know. It's inside of his urethra, and it is forever long. That is...
Whoa!
We're about 4 feet of whatever the hell was in there. Is it like a belt? I don't think I wear a belt that big, and it was inside of the guy's wiener, and then wrapped around the whole shebang.
Wow.
And you're telling me I'm supposed to... Okay. Greg Abbott's right.
They
can't teach our kids. What was that?
Wow.
How do you get that thing in there?
And there's one I'm not going to show you guys because it's
do that.
No, I have to.
Oh, okay.
No. It's
illegal?
Yeah, it has to do with the furries. With a real furry.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, with an animal.
Those are
animals. Yeah,
that's awful.
Jeez.
But I did get that after our conversation.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that's great. All right. Thank you for showing a little
restraint.
Little restraint. That's horrible.
Ew.
Gross. All right. Again, ladies, if you pull your pants down and a guy's pixelated penis gets soft immediately and says, are you septic?
That question never asked.
That isn't pillow talk. That's go home talk. That's it. We're done.
That was my favorite. It's like opening a fridge in an abandoned house.
Yeah. Doug Hopkins has to deal with that when he goes through some house. Oh, God, this fridge. are you septic? And she stuck around. Let me get you some tissues. No, no, no. Let's get you some jeans. ASAP. There you go, everybody. That is your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
Wash your cheese.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD.